Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Things are not looking good for John Bercow, as it seems that he has been banned from being an MP and banned from the Houses of Parliament, banned from basically anything to do with British politics for, yeah, forever. And just after he became a member of the Labour Party as well, which is some information that you probably know more than me. So if it's relevant, you'll fill in some gaps, I'm sure. But this is an article from The Guardian, who are taking a strangely neutral view on the whole thing. John Bercow found to be serial bully and liar by Independent Inquiry. John Bercow should have been expelled from Parliament had he remained an MP. An independent inquiry is found, calling him a serial bully and a liar. The former Black Rod Lieutenant General David Leakey said Bercow should never again hold any form of public office. Labour suspended him from the party pending an investigation. Bercow, who has been banned from holding a parliamentary pass, called the investigation amateurish and said that he could circumvent any ban by being let in by a friendly pass holder.
So for the way that people might not know is that members of Parliament or their staff have passes to let them into Parliament and whoever they want to take with them.
And he can never have one again, but his mates could still bring him in if they wanted to. John Bercow, for anybody, again, unfamiliar, was the former Speaker of Parliament, and he was quite notorious for sort of interrupting people.
Just screaming order. That's all he's famous for, really.
Yeah, pretty much. And
as a Speaker, there are huge amounts of criticism of him in the role because he did bad.
I was much less politically switched on during the time, but I'm also aware that wasn't he quite enthusiastic in trying to block discussions of Brexit?
Yeah, because he was a hardcore Remainer, and this was evident, especially after he left office.
Some of his lefty political opinions, which will have taken him to the Labour Party, will become relevant as we start to look into the complaint. Complainants described Bercow's amazing display of temper, including an incident where he ordered a staff member to stay seated, then threw the mobile phone right in front of me on my desk and burst into hundreds of bits, and I could feel them hitting me. So a lot of the complaints aren't as serious as that, but stuff like that really does make it sound like, okay, this guy sounds a little bit violent, a little bit temper tantrum sort of person.
My brother's, he used to be a chef. He's been in a lot worse environments.
Obviously.
But from someone who's meant to be like a parliamentarian, the holiest of the holy, the
someone
good manners,
very professional,
setting an example, smashing a phone in front of your own employees
doesn't look good.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. It's not a great work environment. Like you say, chefs and other such people, I'm sure many of you out there will have experienced worse working conditions. But when you're in Parliament, the centre of political control in the country, it's not looking good. Several of the complainants kept detailed records of the abuse. Sinclair said that he was berated and sworn at for answering a press inquiry on members' pay, noting that the Speaker called him effing stupid. In an exoriating verdict on Bercow's conduct, during a decade as Speaker, the independent panel found that his behaviour fell very far below what the public has a right to expect from any Member of Parliament. It upheld 21 out of 35 complaints against him by former staff. The report said the respondent's conduct was so serious that, had he still been a Member of Parliament, we would have determined that he should be expelled by resolution of the House. In a lengthy response to the report, the former Speaker said that the Parliament is supposed to be the highest court in the land. This inquiry, which lasted a ghastly 22 months at great cost to the taxpayer, a Labour guy saying that he cares about the cost to the taxpayer, good one, has failed it dismally. At the end of it, the panel has simply said that I should be denied a parliamentary pass, which I never applied for and do not want. That is the absurdity of this position. And there's a few people pointing out some comments made by Labour MPs, including one, Jeremy Corbyn, that did not age well. Chris Rose pointing this one out. Jeremy Corbyn, as Speaker John Bercow stood up for Parliament during one of the most turbulent periods in British politics, I look forward to campaigning with him for social justice and peace in the future. And there's more.
Comrade.
Move along. From David Lammy. John Bercow is an intergalactic hero.
Phone smashes.
Yeah, fighting evil. In this noisy world of moneyed oafs belching their jingoism, he brings style, civility, phone smashes again.
And you effing idiot!
And Shakespearean rhyme. A true freestyler. What was he, dropping diss tracks?
Freestyle.
Freestyle. Phones everywhere. And there's more of people just like saying, oh, John Bercow, oh, he's a true outstanding gentleman that represents the best of Parliament. Go to the next link. Oh, wait. There was a few others. But this is one of the things that people pointed out that's remarkable about the about Bercow's conduct, which is that he supposedly liked to mimic people. But I will get into that in a moment. Move along to the actual document itself, the report of his behaviour. I will go through a little bit of one of the complaints put in by Lord Lisvain, who made 18 allegations of misconduct to the respondent on the bullying and harassment policy in a period from February 2012 to 2014. The independent investigator recommended 9 allegations should be upheld. The commissioner upheld 14. The complainant produced diary entries in support of his complaints. He gave evidence that he started the entries. So they used diaries as part of the evidence, and the whoever was investigating this said, well, it seems that like it lines up with all the other evidence. The commissioner relied heavily on the diary entries. The complaints were, in Bercow's submission, at best, grossly and maliciously distorted exaggeration of true events, and at worst, pure fabrication. Along with all the other complaints that were covered in the Guardian article, mimicry was one of the big ones. And it seems like he didn't, in the course of this investigation...
Right, wait. What does that mean?
Mimicry means, for instance, you just went, wait, what does that mean? It would be like me going, wait, what does that mean?
Right, he wasn't doing a Chinese voice. That was all I was expecting.
No. He wasn't just being overtly racist in the Houses of Parliament.
Like some Arab guy, like his staff is trying to speak to him, he just starts doing an Arab accent back in.
To be honest, I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, it doesn't sound like he really conducted himself particularly well during...
You've lost the file, Habibi, have you?
It doesn't sound like he conducted himself very well during this investigation. So there is, just quoting directly from it, there is other evidence in the case concerning mimicry, and in our view, it would have been relevant to consider it as a support for this complaint. A senior member of the House of Lords gave evidence that in meetings, the respondent would often mimic the complainant to the witness when he was criticising him and calling him useless, which the witness found surprising and insulting. A senior MP said that the respondent would mimic the complainant in a dismissive and demeaning way when responding to his advice. This witness said that this treatment of the complainant was belittling and inappropriate. Another witness, a clerk, was acutely embarrassed when the respondent mimicked the complainant to his face at meetings in front of others, deliberately demeaning him. And remarkably, here's the great part, in his interviews with the investigator of this investigation, the respondent chose to imitate the complainant's voice and words on at least 20 occasions. In total, this would have been cogent evidence in support of this part of the allegation had the commissioner chosen to rely upon it. Obviously, being mimicked is not the worst thing in the world.
No, I want to know what the advice was as well.
It's also...
Like if he was like, have you been on Twitter? I would just be like, you've been on Twitter?
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. But it's
you're
really
an idiot.
It's really childish behaviour for somebody who's like the speaker in Parliament.
Yeah, you should have high standards.
Yeah, you should absolutely have high standards. But when you're being investigated, imagine the person comes up and is like, oh, so you're being investigated for your behaviour. So, you've been investigated.
20 times.
I know.
Like, after the third, you would have thought
maybe
you've
got the allegation up, and it's like, well, that's a tick. I mean, what do you expect? So there is more in there. You can find the link for the document if you want to go through more of it. Suffice to say, it has been upheld. Oh, yeah, that was one of the other things as well. A lot of the information, I guess I must have copied it across wrong. A lot of the information was to do with the fact that Bercow was very, very strong in progressive agendas, and all of the people that he would belittle and all of the people that he would insult to their face would be people who would be pushing back against those progressive agendas, and to which he berated them for not following diversity, not being progressive enough. So it's pretty unsurprising that a progressive, because he joined the Labour Party and said it himself, yeah, a self-identified progressive,
literally sat there with Labour Party men and went, comrades, I'm with you now.
Yep.
His own coat of arms when he was the Speaker was equality for all, not a conservative value, not even a liberal value, a socialist value.
I'm glad that before this all came out, he decided to just let it be known that, yes, I am a Labour progressive.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a joke at the time. It was just like, well, this is stupid.
Yeah, and, it's and like, then, well, he finally said it out loud.
Yeah, but at least he did that before, well, it being pointed out that he was also just a dick.
I mean, what a surprise that in the end, it turns out that a big progressive who cares about people, who cares about equality and diversity, is just a bullying dickhead.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium video between Josh and Harry on 21st century human sacrifices. And if you want to find out what else Harry is up to, you can follow him at Getter at Harry Lotus Eater. Thank you and goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.